Yeah, hello everybody. Yeah, my name is Keijo Salonen and I'm a teacher in here at Jyväskylä College. So I'm a vocational teacher and with me I have...
Hi, I'm Aku Iloland. I'm a student in Jyväskylä University of Applied Sciences now, but I was studying in Jyväskylä College a few years ago.
So, and... Yeah, we have quite long history together, and we have traveled around the world and participate different type of skills competitions, and so I try to give you some inside info how these skills competitions are organized. In here in Finland, on or Euroskills or WorldSkills, so you get some key points. I hope that you can get some key points. What means that we compete different skills, and of course we have. I give at first a little bit presentation in our school, because we. I think that last Monday when I. I get the call that I have a seminar in today here. I just start thinking how much you know Finnish vocational system or altogether Finnish vocational system at all. So I give you a little bit info also concerning our vocational system and of course my our Jyväskylä College, so you can. But only briefly, so because we have only few minutes, so okay. And myself, I have not so long history in these competitions, but I have been around in 2007. I have my own specialty is electronics, embedded system, and mobile robotics, and I teach them in our vocational school, and I have participated these skills competitions in here Finland, and then there's WorldSkills and EuroSkills also, and there's Aku. These pictures are from Belgium. Last month we just participated EuroSkills 2012 competitions, and Aku. And his partner Yasu, they get the third place, so we get the bronze medal. So he is almost the best of the best in Europe, so in mobile robotics. And okay, but a little bit in our vocational system. So we are here is a maybe somebody has seen it before, but this is a. Our school system in Finnish, so we are here. There's a vocational colleges and adult education and so on. These are some few facts, because you know, in Finland, vocational schools are very popular. So I think almost two-thirds of upper secondary students in Finland are nowadays in vocational education. So we are very, very... we have a good situation that we have a lot of students, and even we have maybe we have a little problem because we cannot offer the place for all. So that's of course a big problem. We have 52 basic vocational qualifications and over 100 training programs. So a lot of different vocational skills are offered. And of course, in Finland, teachers are quite, they have a very good education, so and also they have to be very experienced in work, and that they can teach these vocational subjects. Our school in here, Jyväskylä, is Jyväskylä College. Here's in... Finland, we have usually in technical colleges, we have this problem that we don't have so many girls participating But nowadays we are seeing a little bit shifting, that there's more and more girls, and you know, the girls can also make a very good achievements. Here's Anniina Peltonen, who participated Euroskills 2008, and they get the silver medal, and so they were very, very, we are very, very proud that medal. You know, and nowadays Anniina is working in military. She's officer in military, so yeah. Here are some facts in our college. So we have about 5,000 students, and so we are not so big. We are middle-sized college in here in Finland, and so on. We have about 500 teachers and staff members. Here's the structure of our qualification. So there are quite a lot of different type of studies in our vocational education. So there is, of course, these vocational studies, which are always the main point. But of course, we offer a lot of general studies also, because after the vocational qualification, you can apply higher education, like universities and so on. So we make sure that they have enough know-how to manage in university level also. In here, in Jyväskylä College, about 40% of our students, they continue to university level. So it's quite a big number, because in Finland we have this problem that our companies, they need very skilled workers, and now the all vocational students, they go on and their studies, and that's the one problem for us nowadays. Skip these, but the main point is we offer a very personalized way to study. So when the young 16-year-old boy or girl come our school, we offer many different types of paths that he or she can take, and there is no, you know, we don't have any standard way to achieve this kind of vocational qualification. So we personalize all our studies, and we offer different type of ways to earn this position. And one of these way is this skills competitions. So we offer these young students the possibility to take part this kind of coaching, and they can. There are many motivation why they choose these skills competitions, but usually they want to win the medal, and but of course we offer all our students, they can choose it, so we don't have any whatsoever so everybody can participate these skills competitions. So, and in our Jyväskylä College, we have in our education consortium supports quite strongly this competition systems, and we offer many types of competitions, and we have also these cultural sports competition also. So it's for us it's quite important part of our school, and you can see that last 10 years we have also achieved many medals. So of course it's always a very grateful that our young people, they can achieve, they are the best of the Finnish in their own skills. So this is, and you know, and this spring we have this own Finnish championship, Taitaja, in here in Jyväskylä, and it was very big happening in. And of course we participate these Euroskills and Worldskills also, and we have received medals also. It's always nice to have some success. But of course this is only the tip. There is only, of course, we cannot send all our students to participate these Euroskill or Worldskills competitions, because it's we need a little bit more money that we can send it. It's not so cheap. But yeah. Okay. But we have in Finland we have this central organization which responsibility is organize this skills competition in here in Finland. And we have this kind of Skills Finland organization, and this is the place where they organize our country competitions. So it's founded in 93, and there's a background in Ministry of Education and Culture also, and quite many our vocational education providers also are members of this organization, and also our labor market organizations are part of this Skills Finland. And here's the objectives. We, of course, in 90s it was we have this kind of crisis that the vocational education, it wasn't so popular nowadays, and that was the one reason that this Skills Finland organization was established, and that's the one big objective even today, increase the attractiveness of the vocational education. But nowadays we have achieved this quite well, so nowadays maybe we can go on and find new task to achieve. So Skills Finland is the main responsible this national skills competition in here in Finland. And we have three different competitions. We have Taitaja 9, and then we have Taitaja and Taitaja Plus. We look at those. Then we have, of course, Skills Finland is organized this training of competitors and international competitions, Euroskills, Euroskills. We have quite a large training system for young people who want to be Europe's best or world's best in their own. There's pictures from Taitaja 9. So Taitaja 9 is it's a competition for primary school 9th graders. So it's only this little task that these primary school young boy and girls are doing. By they have teams, and they change the tire, or they ommella nappi, they button. So they have this kind of little practical skills that we test, and this is quite popular in here nowadays. This Taitaja 9, every year there is this. So then we have Finnish Taitaja national competition, and this is the main event for us. So every year there is this taitaja competition. There are a few limitations. One is that the competitor must be under age one, and a very huge happening. I have a, I can see, let's see, here is some history data, and you can see that 2001, there was only 2008 system is this type of in here in Finland. We have pre-semifinals and pools, and there are then semifinal finals. So we have semifinals. Then we have this Taitaja Plus for students with disabilities and needs. There are only the main limit is that you have to be just starting. So we have grow and big happening. Of course, there's this word skills. Word skills is it's like Olympics. So there are it's very there are many countries participating in it, and it's in every second year. And last year it was in London, and that it's you have to see it so you can it's very hard to tell how big happening. But here's a WorldSkills members and you know it started 1950 and founded by Spain and 53 there was only 6 members from Europe, but nowadays there's 58 members, so it's grown a lot of, and there are many countries participating. These white areas are countries that doesn't participate, so very big happening. And we hope that someday this whole map is green. So I think even and also they participate. So let's hope so. Of course, these WorldSkills, they of course they our young competitors. It's a very important place to be when you can compete that you maybe you are someday you are best of the best, but also WorldSkills organization they do a lot of research work and in this WorldSkills foundation they have this kind of MOOC International where they study these vocational expertise and excellence. And I think the main place is University of Tampere, where they have this type, they lead this whole project research. But yeah, this is the main point. So why we participate these competitions and why we do a lot of work and spend a lot of time and also a lot of money that we can participate these competitions and of course we have to be very good reasons for that and these are some the main points, and for me as a teacher, this is a very good way to develop my own skills. So of course I have to go on. I cannot stay and not learn new things. So this is the way that I have to learn new things, and I have to develop myself. Ways. Also, this is a very good international work because there are almost 60 countries participating in this work system, so there are very big network tools and companies and a place where you can meet new people and make new connections. So there are this cooperation between schools is very important. And of course, there's also there's also this peer value. So it's an attraction and imago in our school that we participate. But then, of course, we can ask Aku what he will get this. Participating in this competition. Aku, you can maybe speak.
A very big experience to be abroad in Finland, so you can make new connections, new friends. The competitions are very big in there. I can't explain it.
I think if your own factors that maybe you can someday go to companies and say, "Hey, I'm the best of Europe. Please hire me."
Well, it's the great thing. You can write it to your CV and
in Finland at this the whole these skills competitions are in vocational level, upper secondary vocational level, and it's a little bit sad that example University of Applied Science or Polytechnic school, they don't so much recognize these skills competitions and someday we hope that if we have these very talented young people that participated in these competitions, that they can get some benefit from their own studies in higher level. So maybe someday. But there are many benefits, of course, and but of course there are. Problems a little bit maybe, and one problem is that how we can offer the all our students who are willing to participate in these competitions that they can participate, and there are of course problems because there are only few places in final, so there are, that's one problem. Also, some, of course, we want to offer all our students the possibility to participate this coaching system and improve their skills and so maybe someday somebody can participate the real competition, but it's also a little bit problem that that we genuinely can offer all our students this way to learn things. So also a little bit problem. Yeah. Do you have any questions? Because I don't participate this team. But now is good time if you have any questions.
Because it's very important where I'm coming from. It's actually parents and the society as a whole have a negative attitude towards vocational education. We don't respect it. So I want to find out how has Finland, the Denmark government, the schools been able to make it so attractive for the youth.
So how has Finland managed to make vocational education attractive to youth?
Good questions. And I don't believe that there's no simple answer to that, because it has taken many years to develop the system, and of course there are many different parts working together and finding new ways to praise this vocational. So I don't have an answer to that. it's a good question, but there's no simple answer. So a lot of work, many years, a lot of work. So.
I think one thing might be that the matricular examination isn't the only way to go on with your studies, and that's a very nice thing in Finland, so you can study in vocational study and you can keep going and go to the university of and
Yeah, of course. In our society, there's this problem that most of the people are going old, and they are. We have really. We are seeing in our near future that we have huge. We need more skilled workers doing the normal everyday work, like a plumber or electrician and so on and so on. So I think that we have our young people, they can see the future and think that there's they can earn their salary and so on. So it's quite important, I think so.